It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, or good evening. Depends on what part of America or part of the world or when you may be listening to this broadcast. Welcome on this Thursday, November 20th. We welcome people across America, around the world, who are praying with us today. We're in our first week of broadcasting here on the BPN Radio Network, your 24-hour prayer station. That means you can pray with me anytime, day or night. And I have somewhat of a cold today, so my voice may not be exactly up to par, but my spirit is. God called me to be a prayer leader in this nation in 1967. I've been leading prayer for a long, long time, 47 years. And today's a good day to pray. And I started the BPN radio network in order to call people to pray. 1 million prayed people across America to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. I'm believing for 1,000 cities, 1,000 prayer centers, and 1,000 prayer leaders until we have revival all across this nation. I did hear the Holy Spirit say just a few days ago that revival, a new wave of revival, has begun in America. I'm excited about that. I don't know what shape or form it's going to take, but I've heard the Holy Spirit say that that we are going to have revival in the streets of our nation. It's going to spill over into the churches. People will come before dark and still be there praying after dark, after dawn. We're going to have an amazing revival in America. We're going to have the greatest move of God that we have ever known, that we've ever experienced in this nation, in this land. And so that's why we're praying. And I just know that if the people of God pray, that if the people of God pray, that we're going to have an incredible, incredible future as far as revival is concerned in America. And today, we're going to be praying for our nation. We're going to be praying for Israel. We're going to be praying for Christian schools. We're going to be praying for public schools and homeschoolers. And we're going to be praying for pastors. And we're going to be praying for other personal situations. If you do have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And there's a place for your prayer request. It'll be sent to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz. And then she will be sending your prayer request to our national prayer team. People will be praying for you for the next 7 days. So you can put your prayer request there. And because this entire program, this entire prayer broadcast is about prayer. It's about prayer. And so we're just calling people to pray. And we're calling people to pray. So we'll be praying for America. We'll be praying for your city. We'll be praying for your family. We'll be praying for churches today. And we'll be praying for cities. So what is the whole thing? We're going to pray. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. What is the key? If my people.
Picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more. What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed? We'll be right back.
Or you have casting crowns if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. And, well, that's one of my favorite prayer songs. So we're going to pray today. We're going to pray together. The power of agreement. So what are you doing listening to this broadcast today? We're praying for you, but we're also asking you to agree with us. The power of agreement. Jesus said, if any two agree, touching any one thing, shall be done for my Father which is in heaven. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be there in the midst. And so we just pray, Lord, right now, that you would anoint this Thursday prayer service right here on BPN radio, that you would anoint me, your servant, your prayer leader, Dale Gentry, and that you would anoint the people that are praying with me. We pray, Lord, that during this hour of power, that we are going to pray, and we believe that when we pray, something happens. And so I just pray blessings upon the people that are praying with me today on this Thursday, November the 20th. And God, I ask that you bless them and prosper them, cause your face to shine upon them today. I thank you, Lord, for the prayers. I thank you, Lord, for my ministry team. I thank you for Gene Gentry and Ruth Gentry. I thank you for Linda Meeks and Cheryl Ortiz. I thank you for Michael Schonborn, who's producing this program every day, this broadcast. So I just bless these. I thank you for my prayer team, the people, the intercessors, the people that are praying with us. I thank you, Lord, for my partners, my investors, people that help keep this ministry going every month. I speak a blessing upon them right now in Jesus' name. And today we are praying. We're praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I've been interceding for this nation for a long, long time. The Lord really began to deal with me after I led prayer at the White House in 1996. And he began to put this in my heart to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, and invite other people to join me. And so I've been contending for another spiritual awakening in America for a long, long time. And so I send out a prayer, about a 60-second prayer every day by email. And you can sign up for that by going to letsprayamerica.com. That's letsprayamerica.com, or you can just go to dalegentry.com, and there's a place to sign up, and you can get a 60-second prayer by email every day. I've been doing that for over 2 years. So then the Holy Spirit spoke to me to increase that, enlarge that by having 24-hour radio, so you can listen to this broadcast anytime of the day or night. And so you can listen by computer, and you can listen by your smartphone, iPhone, just by going to bpnradio.com, and you can follow the instructions, and you will have an app there that you can pray with me. And also you can order a transistor for about $9 that you can pray with me by car radio. So you can pray with me by a computer, and you can pray with me by smartphone, iPhone. You can pray with me on your car radio. You can also receive a daily prayer from me by email. So we're spreading the word, and I just really appreciate your prayers. I really appreciate your financial support, and you can donate on the website. So we're going to pray, and the first thing we're going to do is we're going to pray for America. I have a young man from Scotland who's going to pray for America today. His name is Caleb McLaughlin, and Caleb is a 20-year-old young man from Scotland who is a part of our Young Preachers International ministry. The Lord spoke to me several months ago to invite young preachers from all across this nation in different parts of the world to be a part of our ministry called Young Preachers International, and young people that desire to preach to their generation can be a part of that 24 years and younger by going to youngpreachers.net. That's youngpreachers.net. One of those young men at a meeting several weeks ago where I was gathering young people to help me minister, there was a young man that got up and began to pray for America. I call this Caleb's Prayer, and he's going to pray for America, and then we're going to join in concert with him. So I want you to listen to Caleb's Prayer, and I want you to pray along with him.
God, we trust, they say. Who do they trust now, Lord? Who do they trust now? What God do they trust now? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, may they trust you and you alone, Lord. A Scotsman to fly all these thousands of miles to this country to rededicate this country back to you, then let it be done. Because I declare, if I be a man of God, if you truly have called me, this country is yours. Too weak. I declare in the name of Jesus a spiritual revolution is going to sweep across the United States of America. A spiritual revolution is going to awaken you, America. You know, during the World War, Lord, you remember what Churchill said when Japan attacked America. Churchill said, now we're going to win this war because Japan just awoken a sleeping giant. We awaken the sleeping giant again to the United States of America. America, wake up. It's time to win this war. This nation is yours, Lord, and yours alone. And we declare that any spiritual force which is here, which is in America, we deny your hold on this nation. This nation does not belong to you, devil. Get your filthy, scummy, dirty hands off of America. Lord, let your palm wave over this nation and bless this nation that they may say, America is blessed because of the God they serve. We pray for the nation's leaders. They may misguided, Lord, but they just need guidance. They need the Holy Spirit to guide them. Holy Spirit, sweep through the White House right now as we pray. Sweep through the White House and touch, Holy Spirit. Touch them. Fill them with wisdom. Fill them with understanding. Fill them with your holy knowledge. I declare that there is a wave of moral uprightness being restored to this nation. People are going to return to the old ways. The things they say are old school is going to be the new school. That way of chivalry, that way of honor, that way of dedicating ourselves wholly to the Lord is returning. It's returning. It's returning. It's returning. If any man should follow me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Let him take up his cross and follow me. You all have a cross that you have to bear. Don't you dare leave it on the ground. From this room, we shall carry our crosses into America. Across America. And we shall plant those crosses and we shall do His will with His Holy Spirit enabling us. Lord, bless these people. Lift your hands and receive the blessing of the Lord. Bless them with peace. Peace. Prosper them, Lord. Prosper them, Lord. Give them boldness to speak your word. Give them strength to minister. May they not be afraid. I don't know Americans to be afraid. Don't prove me wrong. Father, bless these people. Blessing of Abraham. Millionaires, billionaires, preachers, teachers, apostles. There's healers in this room. Bless these people. In Jesus' name we pray as a nation.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Caleb McLaughlin there, praying, a Scotsman praying for America. Father, we pray for our nation today. We pray, O God, that you will send another spiritual awakening to these United States of America. Lord, I pray that we'll return, just like our theme song declared, we'll return to the principles that made this nation great. We pray, Lord, for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, we repent for the sins of our nation, the immorality in our nation. We've lost our moral compass. Even politicians are not talking about morality anymore because they're afraid they're going to offend somebody. Many pastors today across America have become silent behind their podiums, on the platforms of their churches. They become silent because they don't want to offend anybody in their congregation. But we repent today for perversion in this land. We're a perverse people. And Lord, we've turned away from the natural use of the man and the natural use of the woman. We have aborted 60 million babies in America. We are full of idolatry and greed. And selfishness. We've taken prayer out of our schools and prayer out of many of our Christian homes. And so sad to say that we've taken prayer out of many churches where services have been reduced to a motivational speech shrouded by an invocation and a benediction. God help us, we pray today. I pray in Jesus' name. We pray for this nation. We pray for the church. And in the name of Jesus, we just pray right now, Lord, that there would be a reviving in the church and that churches will turn back to you in Jesus' name. We'll return to you in Jesus' name. And that prayer would become the central theme of the church in America. You said my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations. I believe that, God. And Lord, I pray for daily prayer meetings, prayer services in the church. I pray, oh God, for weekly prayer services. May your house once again become the house of prayer. And Father, we agree with the words of Jesus that the house of prayer is a house of prayer for all nations, but we have turned it into something else other than what it was supposed to be. And, I want to share this article from Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, who talks about what happened last week at the Washington National Cathedral, where so many of our presidents have stood and prayed, and there's been so many incredible, incredible events in that cathedral. And then, of course, last Friday, the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., one of the most prominent Episcopal churches in America, hosted a Muslim prayer service to Allah. And I agree with Reverend Franklin Graham that it's sad to see a church open its doors to the worship of anything other than the one true God of the Bible who sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to earth to save us from our sins, he wrote. The Muslim prayer service, called a Jummah, or Friday Call to Prayer, was hosted by a South African ambassador to the U.S. who's a Muslim, and the Reverend Canon Gene and Campbell, pastor of the cathedral, in cooperation with the Dulles Area Muslim Society, Council on American Islamic Relationships, Islamic Society of North America, Muslim Public Affairs Council, and the nation's mosque. In two separate groups, these men and women doffed their shoes, spread their prayer rugs, facing east toward Mecca, turning their backs on the crucifix in front of the chapel, knelt and prayed. The pastor said, the Reverend Campbell said, the cathedral was a place of prayer for all people, adding, let us stretch our hearts and let us seek to deepen mercy, for we worship the same God. But we don't worship the same God. They worship Allah God. We worship Jehovah God. And so the Reverend Graham disagreed strongly. He writes, Jesus Christ died on that cross. He's the reason we're to worship him only. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And so, wow. We're talking about America. We're talking about the National Cathedral. The most prominent church in America is now opening their doors to prayers. Muslim prayers. And, of course, we all know the rapid rise of Islam in America. So we need to pray that churches across America will only allow prayer to the one true God. That is Jehovah God, Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness, Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification, Jehovah Shammah, our peace, our presence, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. I mean, that's the one true God that we are worshiping. So, Father, I just pray that prayer will be returned to the house of God all across America. And we pray today for churches, Lord, that they will seek your face and there will be revival meetings in churches day after day, night after night. I pray for every pastor in America, because I realize and recognize the incredible, intense warfare that so many, many pastors across America are experiencing right now, them and their companions, their families. Would you just help me pray right now? Would you just pray for pastors you know, and specifically, would you pray for your pastor? Just pause to do that right now. Would you do it? Father, we just pray today for pastors all across America. In Jesus' name, we just pray for these pastors, Lord, that you would just minister to them in the name of Jesus, and that you would work in their lives, encourage them and strengthen them, we pray, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And so we pray right now in Jesus' name for these pastors, that you would encourage them, minister to them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And you know, I have we have churches all across America that are represented here in the Breakout Prayer Network. And I just want to spend a few moments in calling some of these churches by name, just at random, and ask God that you pray with them. I'm so thankful for this list of churches that are praying with us, and I'm gonna pull this up on my teleprompter right now and see if we can pray for some of these churches at this very moment. We're gonna pray for First Assembly of God in Butler, Alabama. We're going to pray for God's House of Prayer in Mobile, Alabama. We pray for that church, and we pray for Christ Church in Alexander, Arkansas. We pray for Abundant Life in Bauxite, Arkansas. Sorry about that. And we pray for Hope Open Bible Church, Conway, Arkansas. And we just pray for Clearview Church in Chula Vista, California. We pray right now for the Baptist Church there, the Baptist Church in Evergreen, Colorado. And I'm just going down the line of all of these churches that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network, Calvary Chapel, Boynton Beach, Florida. And a new Harvest Church there in Clewiston, Florida. We just pray for all of these churches right now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you for listening to the Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. And really, really thankful and grateful to have you listening in today, praying with me today, being a part of this prayer network. Very thankful and very grateful to you. And I just want to pray right
it's
now.
It's time to pray, America.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Time to pray for change.
Okay, we're praying. We're praying.
America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way.
We want to know who you are, Lord, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity to be able to pray today here on the Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you for praying with us here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour prayer station. And for more information about BPN Radio, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com if you would like to send in a prayer request. And have our national prayer team praying for you. You can do that. And we're praying today for churches and individuals. We're praying for cities. And speaking of cities, we're so thankful that there are over 700 cities all across America that are praying with us. And we're very, very thankful. And we are very grateful for that. I just want to call some of these cities in prayer. You know, the Bible said that we need to pray, Jeremiah 29, we need to pray for the peace of our city. Because in its peace, we will have peace. And we certainly need that peace. And so, you know, there's a battle going on. We know the enemy has come into our nation. The walls have been broken down. Our gates have been burned with fire. But now the battle is on for the cities, and we need to pray for different cities. Particularly, you need to pray for your city, Jesus prayed for his city. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." And then he just interceded for his city. And we need to intercede for our city. We need to know who our mayor is, who our city leaders are, who the pastors are, who sits at the gates of our cities. And we need to be in prayer for our city. So I just want to call some of these cities right now in prayer. And let's just pray for some of these cities that are praying with us here in America. Can we do it? I'm going to pray for Hendersonville, North Carolina right now. We pray for Hendersonville in Jesus' name, that you would minister to Hendersonville, North Carolina. We pray for Hayesville, North Carolina, in Jesus' name. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would minister to that city in Moorhead City, North Carolina, in Jesus' name. We pray for Alda, Nebraska, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you minister to that city as well as Grand Island, Nebraska. Pray for Grand Island, Nebraska, in the name of Jesus. We pray today for Irvington, New Jersey. Would you help me pray for Irvington, New Jersey, in the name of Jesus? We pray for Owosso, Oklahoma. We pray for Shawnee, Oklahoma, and Stillwater, Oklahoma, where Oklahoma State University is located. Norman, Oklahoma, where Oklahoma University is. Stillwater, Oklahoma State University. We pray for these cities that contain colleges and universities. We pray for Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in Jesus' name. We pray for Tallahassee, Florida, right now. We pray for College Station, Texas, and Austin, Texas, where there are cities that have college university campuses. We pray for San Diego, California. We pray for Los Angeles, California. And we pray for all of these places, Davis, California, that contains college and university campuses. We pray for those campuses as well as the cities right now. There'll be revival. There will be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon these colleges and universities. We pray in Jesus' name right now for cities all across America. I'm just looking at the list. Shepherdstown, West Virginia. We pray for Shepherdstown. In the name of the Lord, we pray for that city. We pray right now for Lake Worth, Florida. Revival in Lake Worth, Florida, where I ministered so many, many times. We pray for Pahokee, Florida, and Port St. Lucie, Florida. Would you just help me pray for some of these cities right now? We pray right now for Lansing, Illinois. We pray for Mount Vernon, Illinois. We pray right now for Seymour, Indiana. These are all cities that are represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network. And we just ask God that you would minister to these cities all across America. And why don't you just again pray for your city as well, in Jesus' name, that revival would come to your city and that there would be a prayer center in your city, people praying and agreeing with us and a prayer leader, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. We believe you for it. And now we just pray for Ferguson. We pray for Ferguson, Missouri, in Jesus' name. We pray for the racial tensions and the racial hatred that has become front and center in that city of Ferguson, Missouri. I pray for the peace of God, and I pray for racial tension, not only in Ferguson, Missouri, but all across America, that racial tension is there in our nation. And we just bind all of this racial tension in Jesus' name. And we just pray for the peace of God right now in Jesus' name that would prevail in Ferguson, Missouri right now. And the racial hatred that is in our nation, we just take authority that is being fueled somewhat by the media We just declare it won't happen. We just declare it won't take place. And Father, we pray right now. Would you help me pray for schools across America? We pray for public schools. We pray for Christian teachers that I have declared are missionaries in those schools. We know that prayer has been taken out of our public schools, and because of that, our schools have become places of violence and places of drug wars and places of murder and hatred. And so we pray for the public schools. We pray for revival in our schools across America. And we pray right now in Jesus' name. We just pray in the name of the Lord that that there's just going to be a spiritual awakening in our schools. I pray for Christian schools across America. And I started a Christian school in Oklahoma City that is still going today. It's got several hundred students, and they have packed enrollment every year. And I just believe in Christian schools, and I pray for Christian schools today. I pray for parents that are sending their students to a Christian school. And I know that they're having, many of them are sacrificing financially to do so. But I pray right now in Jesus' name. Would you help me pray for Christian schools all across this land? Also want us to pray. I want us to pray today on this Thursday. I want us to pray for parents all across America that is homeschooling their children. And many of them, of course, too, are making incredible sacrifices because one of the parents has to be at home and teaching and training. And Lord, I know the major responsibility of training our children lies in the parents. And we are to train our children in the way they should go. One translation says the way they must go. And so we pray right now for homeschool parents and homeschool children today. Many of them are having tremendous criticism, and are facing a lot of persecution, which brings us to the place in our prayer today that we are praying for the war on Christianity in this nation. And I'm sure that no one has to remind you that there is a war on Christianity today. All across America, we find that Christians are being persecuted. And you're not hearing that much about it, but many Christians are being persecuted. And so we know that chaplains in the military are being persecuted. We know our men and women in uniform are being persecuted. And so there's a persecution. Who would have ever believed it in the United States of America? And you're not hearing a lot about it because of the restraints on our media system in America. But we know there's a lot of happenings in this nation. And so we pray right now. We've taken prayer out of the schools. We've taken Jesus, the name of Jesus, out of the marketplace. And we have eliminated prayers before high school football games and other activities at high school graduations, et cetera, et cetera. And so, I mean, we could tell a lot of stories, but we're not going to do that. We're just going to pray right now for this war on Christianity, that there would be revival. There would be revival. And so I'm just believing it's going to happen, that we're going to return to Jesus. We're going to return to Jesus. We're going to pray, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, we'll hear from heaven. He would hear from heaven. And we would hear from heaven and forgive. He would forgive our sins and heal our land. I want us to pray. I want us to pray right now as we have the prayer of agreement, because there's power in agreement today. And so I just want us to pray right now in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray for Israel. And would you help me pray for Israel? And as you know, that Israel has been in the news of late, not very often in the news, but there was an American killed, three Americans killed at the synagogue there in Jerusalem. And one of those included the grandson of a prominent Boston rabbi and a Kansas City native. And so three Americans were among five killed after a brutal synagogue attack in Jerusalem yesterday, the day before, and including a Kansas City-born rabbi and the grandson of a prominent American Jewish leader. Two Palestinians armed with knives and a gun ran into the synagogue, attacked worshipers, and during the morning prayer times, the Americans were all dual American Israeli citizens, according to the Associated Press. The fourth victim was a British national, according to the Israeli government. And so what a tragedy, what a tragedy. And a place where these people were killed. Kelman Levine, also called Kerry William Levine, originally from Kansas City, Missouri, was among the Americans killed. Levine devoted himself to religious study after moving to Israel, according to the Israel Ministry of Foreign Affairs. His son, eulogized by his father, recounted how he would read the Torah all day. And so Levine's former brother-in-law, Shimon Kraft, said Levine moved to Israel in 1982. And never came back. It's a rough day for all of us, said Kraft. Now based in Los Angeles, the county city Jewish community is a small one. Kraft said he knew Levine, 55, since they were 7 years old, both in the first class of a Hebrew day school in 1966. Kraft said Levine lived in a safe neighborhood and had not talked about being worried for his safety. He got killed in the same place he prayed every day for years, said Kraft. When you live there, you don't think it's going to happen in your neighborhood. Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name. We pray for Israel today. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Father God, today in Jesus' name for the families of these Jewish Americans that were slaughtered in that synagogue, and by two Palestine terrorists. And so, Lord, we know there's that Israel surrounded by enemies today, and we pray the hedge of protection about Israel today in Jesus' name. We just pray right now in the name of the Lord that you would just minister to this nation. And I pray for Benjamin Netanyahu, Lord, as he leads that great nation. Give him wisdom, give him boldness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. You're listening to BPN Radio. And we're so thankful to have you listening today as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And if your city is not on our map, and you can know if your city is on our map, and all you have to do is go to letspray.america.com or dalegentry.com, and then you can click at the top of the page, you can click on map, M-A-P. And on that map, you will find all of the different cities that are praying with us all across America. And if your city's not praying with us, then you can just go in and sign up. And when you sign your name and when you put your city in there, it will be automatically added to our prayer map. And we know there's people praying with us not only in America, but there's people praying with us in many different nations of the world. And we are so very, very thankful, and we're so very, very grateful that you two are praying with us here for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, because as America goes, so goes the world. And so thank you for your prayers, because we know that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com and you can put in your prayer request, and there will be our prayer team that will be praying. And I just want us to pray for some individual needs today. I want us to pray for Linda Raglan, who needs a miracle today. She needs healing. Would you pray for Linda Raglan? And would you pray today for Anna Kinzer, who is the wife of Pastor Ollie Kinzer in Liberal, Kansas? Would you help me pray for Anna? So, Father, we pray for these individuals, Anna and Linda, and other people that have written in that they, too, need prayer. And so I just pray for individuals. We pray for those on our list that have wrote in for prayer. We pray for those that are on our prayer list. I've developed a daily prayer list, people that I pray for. I encourage you to do the same. So we pray today for these individuals in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray for people that are stranded by snowstorms all across America. We know that many people have already died because of the early winter storms that are occurring all across America. We pray for those who are stranded in their homes, those that may not have enough heat. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, that they would have people that would come to minister to them. We pray for those who are in hospitals today. Some of them have been long-term patients there. We pray for their healing. Lord, we believe that you can heal by medical science, but we also believe that you can heal supernaturally. So we pray for people that are being hospitalized today. We pray for people in nursing homes. Lord, this is what we are calling the forgotten generation. So many people are putting in nursing homes, and many of those are visited regularly by their family members, but also many of those have seemingly been forgotten and rarely receive a visit from a family or a friend. We pray for them, and we pray, Lord, that there would be ministers that would feel the call to go into nursing homes and to pray for these people that are confined, the forgotten generation in these nursing homes. And so I just pray for the forgotten generation right now in Jesus' name. Would you just call somebody's name in prayer right now? Somebody's in the hospital, somebody in a nursing home, somebody that God has laid on your heart. Would you just do that right now? Father God, we pray today for those who are serving on the mission field, those who are evangelists not only in America, but those that are evangelists and missionaries all across the world, those who have left their homelands from America and are serving on foreign soil. We pray, Father God, today that you would minister to them, and that you would help them, and that you would be with them and bless them. I pray for their financial needs in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Pastor Saeed Abedini, a missionary who's been in prison now for over 2 years in Iran. We pray for his release in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that our government, Father, will intercede on his behalf. I pray for his wife and children that have been away from their husband, their father, for over 2 years. We pray for this pastor, Saeed Abedini, Lord, for his release in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for those in prison today. We pray for those who not only are incarcerated in Iran, but we also pray for the 3 million people that are incarcerated in the United States of America. Maybe you have someone that you love, maybe a family member or friend that is incarcerated, confined to a prison cell. Why don't you just pray for them right now? Just call their name. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Christians in northern Iraq that are being persecuted, many of them being tortured, killed, some of them killed before the eye, some of them of the parents or children being killed before their very eyes, or the children, parents being killed in front of their very eyes, and all of that they're going through, and thousands have been have fled their home and are living out in the open. And during this winter time, we pray for Matt Staver and his ministry there, and helping provide shelter and food and clothing for the hundreds of thousands of these Christians in Iraq that have fled their home, fled their towns and their villages, and many of them grieving over the loss of their loved ones. We speak out against this horrendous attack by ISIS that is spreading across the East and spreading into America. In Jesus' name, I pray for revival among that people group, that you would send, infiltrate their ranks with Christians who will tell them the story of Jesus and risk their lives in doing so. In Jesus' name, we pray for them. And finally, today we pray the will of God be done in our own individual lives. And why don't you just take a few moments to pray the will of God be done in your life. The plan that God has for you is a good plan. It's not an evil plan. It's a good plan to give you a future and a hope. So I just pray right now. Why don't you just take a few moments to say, Lord, your will be done in me. And what are my assignments in life? And just speak to me. So I pray for you right now. And take just a few moments to pray the will of God be done in your life, if you'll do that. Well, thank you so very, very much for joining me here today on the BPN Radio Network. BPN Radio, your 24-hour prayer station. I appreciate you praying with me today. We're doing it every day. Every day we're praying 24 hours a day. And I'm so thankful for Michael Schonborn, our producer. And if you would like to contact him, if you're interested in internet radio, you can contact him at ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com. That is ChristianDigitalBroadcasting.com. His website will be on our, his website will be on our website. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for praying with us. Very thankful, very grateful. You have a good day today. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.